First, though, you often hear about the paddock-to-plate concept, tracking food all the way back to the farm it's come from. But what about pit-to-car park? A new report out today from the Future Battery Industry CRC has shown there's money to be made from Australia's mining story with high environmental, social and governance, ESG, standards. It's working with universities and industry to trace and verify minerals like lithium, nickel and copper, all the way from an electric vehicle battery back to the mine each mineral came from. Dr. Prok Vasiliev is leading the Trusted Supply Chain project at the CRC. He says there's a growing need across the world to prove where the minerals in batteries have come from.
There is so much ethical and governance issues around the components sourced from different parts of the world, especially, for example, like cobalt. There is a, as you probably know, there is a issues around the ethics of sourcing cobalt from the Congo. So we need to differentiate what is the responsibly sourced materials, such as from Australia, from non-responsible sources coming around the world for batteries. That's why this project was started and initiated by Future Battery Industry CRC. But also, we're not just verifying the materials, but also we're tracing the materials going through this battery supply chain with our principal partner, Evolager, based in Queensland.
How are you able to prove where something has come from a mine in Australia to end up in a battery? What are the processes that you're looking at?
We're looking at the chemistry of materials. So, if you imagine chemistry is like DNA of minerals and materials, right? So, we're looking at the chemical profiles of materials, including the stable isotopes, metal isotopes, and the trace elements, and how they behave during the geological processes, chemical processing aspect. And they have unique fingerprinting patterns, which uniquely describe the process involved in the producing those materials and for the batteries. And we're able to differentiate from the different sources where they're coming from. And at the moment, we're focusing on the battery minerals, specifically on lithium mined in Australia, and looking their specific chemical patterns, which unique to specific regions of Australia. And I'm quite happy to say that we're able to differentiate from mine site to mine site at the moment, but just for a few first steps of the supply chain, battery supply chain, but work has to continue further down the supply chain.
So, if you can already find out or prove which mine, lithium, for example, has come from, what more do you need to do to be able to create some kind of proof of that or to be able to really get the traceability and the verification worldwide?
Essentially, battery supply chain is quite transformative, right? So in the input you have minerals, and in the end if you have batteries, and in the middle you have myriads of the processes and chemicals involved in the in the whole supply chain. So we'd like to decode those processes and see the how they affect on that chemical patterns or fingerprinting patterns. And to be able to tell essentially, eventually, to the whole battery consuming areas in the end, where the material is coming from, the initial material is coming from. And it's a quite hard work. And I think we can do this with our expertise at the Future Battery Industries.
How far away could something like that be, though? Is it a lot of work?
It is a lot of work because, with our expertise, we're focusing on the mineral aspects, but also with Murdoch University's focusing on the battery elements, battery chemicals aspect of the work. And also, we have the partners in Germany, SASTRAB, which is focusing on battery itself. So, we're breaking it down in the manageable and sizable aspect of the work and linking it together. And eventually, having the fingerprinting tool, which will be plugged in into traceability system produced by our platform developer Evolager.
If Australia doesn't do something like this or have something like this to prove how it mines its minerals and where minerals have come from, what could the cost be if we don't jump on this now and really work on this to make it happen?
It will be quite huge. If you can't prove that material is coming from Australia in the cars produced in the US, you're going to lose in the $3,500 per car. If you multiply it by cars sold just by Tesla in last year, we're talking about the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Dr. Prok Vasiliev
We're rolling out.
from the Future Batteries Industries CRC speaking with Michelle Stanley.